Restoring My Soul. Monday, the 1st of May. Three expressions. In the offering of Yahweh before, Yahweh's Son laid down His glory as the expression of all sonship into the hands of the Father. He emptied Himself to the bosom of the Father so that He could be begotten from the bosom of the Father as the Son of God by the word of the Father, "You are My Son, today I have begotten You." Then, in the fullness of times, He came in the likeness of men as the seed of Abraham and the seed of David, when He was born of the Virgin Mary. Through this birth, He was made like us, possessing a physical body and a human soul and spirit. Having come in the flesh, there were now three unique and complete expressions of the Son's one identity. As Yahweh's Son, He is the fullness of all sonship expression. As the Son of God, begotten by the word of the Father before the beginning of creation, He is the full revelation and expression of the Father. As the Son of Man, He is the full revelation and expression of man, body, soul, and spirit. In His identity as Yahweh's Son, Jesus prayed on the Mount of Olives to be re-glorified as Yahweh's Son with the three elements of His identity that He now possessed. Christ's prayer was fully answered after His offering journey was finished on the cross. During His earthly ministry, as the Son of God in the flesh, Jesus revealed only the Father. He did not express His glory as Yahweh's Son, for it had been committed into the keeping of the Father. However, Jesus was able to pray on the Mount of Olives as Yahweh's Son in identity, because His glorification as Yahweh's Son began to be revealed at the last Passover. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, Galatians chapter 4 verse 4, Luke chapter 1 verses 30 to 35, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17, John chapter 17 verse 5, John chapter 19 verse 30, and John chapter 14 verses 9 to 11. For further study, John chapter 14.